Blog Talk Radio.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, folks, and welcome.
welcome to this fine Saturday afternoon. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We are on, you can get more information about us on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, even just a quick Google search, Barefoot is Legal, or even I've typed in, you know, the legality of barefooting, is it illegal to go barefoot, and it'll pull us up so you can get more information. We have barefootislegal.org, and we're here for empowering, encouraging, and informing folks on the right to choose to go barefoot as a lifestyle. I am your host, Audrey. I've been basically barefooting my whole life, but more full-time the last 10 years or so. Excuse me. I'm here with my co-host, Phoenix. She is, say hi, and then I'll tell who you are.
Okay, hello, I'm Phoenix.
She has been barefooting more fully for about 2 years, right?
Yeah, and when I was looking back, actually, I realized that it's been over 2 years now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, about closer to 2.5, maybe a little bit more in April, it'll be 3.
Okay, so. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I don't remember the date for me. I always hated shoes. So, like, I've had a couple experiences this past week. I'm trying to remember exactly where I went to, you know, the usual grocery store, pharmacy, doctor, dentist. I'm not talking the best. I'll give everybody a heads up. I've been working on a root canal. Tuesday was supposed to be just phase 2 of 3, but my dentist decided to go ahead and do phases 2 and 3. And my mouth is a little sore right now. But yeah, so if I don't do much of the talking, shocker, Phoenix likes to talk anyway, so it's all good. That's why she's my co-host. I've seen a few stories and things pop up in the news. Oh, real quick, before we get on this, and also if anybody wants to message me on advice on how I should handle this situation, because I'm debating on, I got another inappropriate photo, unsolicited, unwarranted photo from a gentleman, can't even call him that, but he's clearly male. I'm debating whether or not to blast it all over everything, be like, oh, you want to send that to me? Everyone's going to see it. Or what to do. So
was it like he just made a comment, an inappropriate comment about barefooting?
Oh, no, it's photo.
Oh, I wouldn't. Photo. I would not mess with
that. I'm debating. Anyway, so yeah, either if you want to go to Real Barefoot is Legal on TikTok or Oddball K on TikTok, and I'm torn. I'm so torn. Anyway, moving on. Let's not do that, friend.
Yeah,
this is a family-friendly group advocating for rights of individuals to choose to go barefoot. This isn't a fetish group. This isn't, if that's what you're into, more power to you. You do you, but don't go to people in that manner who have not asked for it and clearly have no desire. I'm a married woman with 4 children. I'm not interested in that. So,
do you know if he's, like, in any of the Facebook groups?
I don't know, because his name is not his name. Like, his handle is not his name.
I don't know.
Yeah,
because if you could find
he's been reported and blocked.
I know,
but
if it's on Instagram, it is one of those harder things on Instagram, because it's not like you're within the Barefoot is Legal group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Facebook, you know,
you can block them from your page for sure, but like, I'm sure there's a way to report them to Instagram.
But
you can just come up with a new handle and then a new account. That's the problem.
And it is frustrating, because if this kind of person is, you know, kind of targeting barefooters, barefoot women, then it's a lot harder on, you know, platforms like Instagram, where it's not like we're a group. Like on Facebook, the admin team can block, report.
Well, I mean,
I
can block from the Instagram page, but
block,
not individual members.
You can make sure that they're completely blocked from the group, so that way they're not, you know, to help make sure they're not harassing other barefoot women.
So also there, if anybody knows how to help me find the real name of an individual using an Instagram handle, that would be helpful. I am Tech NF. So please reach out to me and let me know how I can find that, so I can make sure he's not in the group on Facebook so I can block him there as well, because nobody deserves that.
Yeah.
And guys, nobody, no woman wants to open her phone and look at that. That's not the most attractive part of a man to us. It's not what we want to see.
Even if it is, it's just inappropriate. It's rude. It's harassment.
Yeah.
It is harassment.
I just need a little assistance with this situation.
And
I'm shocked that I've been doing this long, and that is my first D-pick.
Yeah.
Literally. I've been doing this for years, and I'm like, so I just don't know how to handle it. I'm not exactly sure what I should do. So if anybody, please help me, listeners out there. I honestly didn't intend to go on this long of a tangent about it, but I could use some assistance because I don't know.
Important. And, I was talking to a friend.
Disgusting.
I have a friend who was working on a project. She's in college, and, I'd interviewed me and Audrey, about Barefoot is Legal and, what we do with the radio.
Yeah.
And one thing that, because she was, asking about, stigmas and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I brought up that I think is really important is just the stigma that all people who barefoot, that it's a fetishistic thing, or they just think that it's inherently sexual and it's not. And that's really harmful.
I've gotten
sexualizing
messages many a times and had to explain that. And it's usually people that use words. See, here's the thing. Usually people that use words, they're like, I apologize. I won't do it again. Like, they stop themselves. They understand because they know how to use words. But people that use pictures, I'm like, I stopped it that time.
But it's just, in general, it's just, people
can be disgusting.
Yeah. And, sexualization towards any group is harmful. Sexualizing anybody with, is harmful. People deserve to be respected and just stop treating people, like objects and projecting your sexual feelings, onto them by trying to force these conversations and just assume that everybody who, is a barefooter is into, it as a fetish, because that's not true. And I don't know, it's just, in general, just be respectful. Nobody wants to be harassed.
Don't be sending D-pics is being a jerk.
It's harassment. And I think a lot of people, too, don't just assume in your messages. If you ask somebody, even just asking somebody, are you in, also into, whatever.
Yeah.
Rather than just assuming or being like, hey, send me feet pics, because a lot of barefoot women have been dealing with this with social media.
I ask if I do, and when I say I don't or whatever, or I give them the joke, they're like, $300. Send me $300, and I'll send you my foot. Fine. Literally, because no one's going to pay that. If they did, I'd do it. I'm not going to lie. But anyway, that's not the point. $300, whatever. But if you use your words,
don't assume.
If you ask someone and they say no, leave them alone. If they ask someone, they offer a price, fine, haggle a price, whatever. But, don't send me a picture of your wiener. I don't want it.
Yeah, it's harassment, and nobody deserves to be harassed, honestly. It's that simple. And I think the issues, though, with, sexualizing barefooters, it does manifest in other ways, not necessarily for people, who are going
for a walk and not...
Yeah.
I'm not finishing that.
But not even people that are soliciting, but even just people in general, have this assumption, that barefooting's inherently sexual. I think adds to their disgustingness and disgusted view of you being barefoot, because they're assuming that you're doing it for this reason.
Well,
and that's not true either.
I know I link it to this all the time, but it's just for when it comes to breastfeeding, because breast's been so over-sexualized in this country, that it's and I know I've said it, it's just very similar to me. I go through very similar challenges with my barefooting as I do, barefoot as I did when I was nursing my children. Which has never made any sense to me.
Don't.
If you really want to send someone a picture, ask them if they'd want it first. Don't just
send
it. That's lame. Because now you've got a picture of your wang dang out in the multiverse, dude.
And that is harassment. And if you had just asked somebody if they were open to that, that would be you asking for their consent versus harassing them.
Yeah, I'm like, I do not want to open my phone to that. Like, just no.
And just be respectful. And just in general, even if you're somebody that is grossed out by the fetishistic part of, you know, then don't assume that everybody who's doing it is there a part of that.
Get to know people before you judge their kids.
There are so many different reasons why people barefoot. Medical reasons, spiritual reasons, cultural reasons, for their mental health. You know, there are so many different reasons why people do it.
And some people do like that aspect. But again, this is a family-friendly group.
But that doesn't mean that's their only reason either.
No, no.
And that doesn't mean that it's inherently sexual for them either. I think people need to just understand.
Here's my thought.
Stop sexualizing people. Like, honestly.
It's okay. So most people want to keep, like, those areas of their body clean. So, I mean, if I'm using it for that purpose, do you know what always step in? Like, that's, I don't know what's so hot about that. But anyway. Moving on, just, again, if someone could give me assistance on the proper way to handle this, because, again, shocking that is I've been doing this for this long, it's the first time I've gotten a pick like that. I'm like, okay, like, no. What do I do now? Like, I'm not even, like, angry. I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even look at wing-wings like that. Like, I'm like, okay, that's a fun part, but, like, that's not the only, that's not a favorite part. So keep it to yourself, folks. But, like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
Like, the petty part of me, well, y'all can imagine what the petty part of me wanted to do. But I was like, don't do it. Plus, I'm a friggin' teacher, folks. Like, I don't need that kind of negativeness on my record. That would be highly inappropriate to share that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I did definitely think that'd be highly inappropriate for anybody. But I think it's just all of it. Just stop doing it. Just if you're somebody that is going out and sending things like that to people unsolicited, stop doing it. It is harassment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not attractive or whatever you think it is. When you are doing that unsolicited, you are harassing a person.
It's essentially like when, you know, you hear stories about flashers, like going up to you in the city and flashing.
That's a crime,
friends. It's just like digital flashing.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like,
and harassment is a crime in general, and that's what it is.
Digital sexual assault, almost. So think about that next time you do it.
Yeah, leave people alone and be respectful. If you're interested in somebody, ask it in a way that is respectful and make sure that they are okay and interested before you do something unsolicited, okay?
Yeah.
It's just inappropriate, and it is harassment. And, you know, we don't really want to try to get too much into this because, you know, we are a family friendly, you know, group, you know, that is the goal is, you know, for barefooting to be accepted. We don't want it to be completely tied into these sexualizations because that is harmful. That's harmful
that
to barefooters. And even if somebody's into that, okay, that is their own personal business. And that, you know, that is not for everybody else to be a part of, but also don't just force it on the people either because you are being a problem by doing that.
Yeah,
and
you're being a, I tell you guys, and you think this stuff's being overspoken, overused, over whatever, but it's legitimately digital sexual assault. So think about that before you do it next time.
Yeah. And just in general, I just hope that people just start to understand that it's not an inherently sexual thing because that, you know, so many people have this disgusting, you're a freak, you're gross attitude, and a lot of it is rooted in the same ideology, just in a different way.
I had an actual friend I hadn't seen in a while the other day, and she's apparently been following, but I saw her in person. She literally said to me, she said, "Well, you've got such a foot fetish going on." No, I don't.
Ew.
But like, for a friend to assume it. So, like, you can be like, no, you can assume it. It's like, it's up to us to, like, prove, like, that's not.
Yeah.
And if that is it for some people, again, that's fine, but that's not what Barefoot is Legal is about. That's not
and
what
I
I'm about.
And I think that's why people, you know, even if you are against it, you think it's disgusting in that way, open your mind and understand that there are so many more reasons why people do this.
I do this for my physical, my mental, and my spiritual health. That has nothing to do with
it. No, for real. Like,
nothing
it
at
helps.
All.
And I can even say that for myself. I do this, again, for my medical issues,
you know, for both physical and mental. It helps my emotional regulation. It's a spiritual thing. It is so much deeper for so many people. Just stop assuming and stop projecting these harmful ideologies onto people. And I don't care what group of people it is, stop projecting these sexualizations onto them, because it is inherently harmful to any group that you're doing this to assume that.
Yes.
And women just want to be left alone, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to be harassed. And, you know, you can think that we're, you know, we're being dramatic, we're obnoxious, we're loud. Well, no.
And all those things might be true, but we have good reason to have to be.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a reason why we are saying what we have to say. You know,
just don't like the fact that we're speaking up for ourselves.
Yeah. Just like, you know, barefooting rights and body autonomy with barefooting is important. That is important on other levels too. And, you know, nobody wants, you know, regardless of what it is, nobody wants to be sexually harassed or sexualized, you know, without their consent. You know, they don't want you projecting those things onto them when you approach them. You know, so just,
Be
respectful. Just be respectful.
Be a good human.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we're going to, you know, move on from this, but, you know, I think we need it clear that, you know, this is not appropriate.
I had to get that out. Like, that was just, I'm like, I don't.
And it is important to talk on this, because the only way to keep something appropriate and to keep these things from happening and to keep people from being harassed is to talk about it, address it, show that we are not going to accept this and this is not what we are about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, the weather is starting to get colder, which I am kind of dreading, because it's like, oh gosh, I'm just thinking, oh, winter is going to come soon. And, but it does make me realize, like, how much I do rely on barefooting for my physical health, as well as my mental health and my emotional regulation. And, you know, but I'm definitely glad that it's not like scorching 90 degrees, but this whole, like, 40 to 65 thing. I'm like, what happened?
We literally, I was gonna say for the birds. I'm like, it ain't even for the birds. They're leaving us too. Sorry.
You're good. It literally went though from like 95 to the next day it was like 65. And then we've had
40
to 65 days.
Slow down.
But, you know, it's just, like, crazy to me.
Yeah.
How quickly the weather has changed. I'm hoping it doesn't get colder faster because, you know, I feel like any other barefooter, I'm
like
dreading.
Early winter,
I know, and I'm dreading that like any other barefooter, I think, would.
I'm kind of excited to see, like, what I can do this year, not going to lie. But I don't like cold, so, yeah.
I don't like cold either.
Last winter I made it 3 times with shoes, so we'll see.
That's awesome.
We'll see how it goes this year.
Yeah, like, well, and the cold definitely does affect my nerve issues, which is, like, frustrating. And the 2 times that it's been, like, because it's been, like, below 40 or like right around 40 in the morning with no sun, like when it's early morning, they're like twice that it's been too cold since the weather's changed, and it's just uncomfortable. I don't want to have to put my shoes on, and it's just annoying. And because I've been thinking, I'm like, why aren't there like socks that have like a waterproof bottom? I'm not saying like a sole.
Honestly, I think there are some out there.
I need to just look into it, honestly, because I'm like, if I could just have like something cozy to keep my feet warm with like a waterproof bottom that isn't like a sole, that isn't like a flat bottom, you know, like something that's flexible, because I've seen stuff, but it's like, they're not flexible enough from what I've seen. So maybe I'll look into it and figure out.
They're basically like a fabric shoe.
Cause I mean, as long as they're waterproof, I want to go to wear them when it's like, you know what I mean? If it's a little damp out. So I'll have to look into that, but I'm just like, I'm not really looking forward to the whole having to put shoes on, but then I'm like, but if it gets too cold, then it causes more issues with my nerves. And it's the same thing with the rest of my body. You know, I have to make sure I keep everything really warm because the cold will mess with my nerve issues and stuff like that. And so it's kind of annoying thinking about how it's going to get colder, but the weather is great. I think it's, you know, still really good, comfortable weather to barefoot in. It's, you know, I feel like the coolness is actually very refreshing on the feet, you know, especially as somebody that does have chronic pain issues, and I do have, you know, swelling in my feet. So I think that the coolness does definitely help. But I'm not looking forward to winter. So yeah, I'm like,
cool and cold are two different things.
Yeah, I like cool, not cold.
I'm cool. I'm ready.
I don't like frigid, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to have to worry about frostbite, you know?
Right.
And I feel like, though, too, like, barefooting even helps keep my body temperature regulated because, like, you know, with
sure.
my fibromyalgia, like, and I know
it can
you
let
know
off,
this,
it can,
too.
It can let it off, like, let off the heat, and it is neat.
Yeah, and so it's I like, need, like, so I could wear, like a hoodie and not get too hot, especially since my upper body seems to get colder. And for those of you that don't know, like, fibromyalgia and even chronic pain in general can have a lot to do with how your body naturally regulates temperature, and how your body naturally regulates temperature can then affect your nerves and your muscles. And so
yeah.
being able to wear, like, you know, heavier clothing, but then, like, have the excess heat released through my feet, like, I feel like it definitely even helps balance out my body temperature. And it's just more comfortable. And I feel like my feet do need more of that coolness, but not cold. And so.
Very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just, in general, I'm not ready for, like, nature to just, you know what I mean? Like, it's like everything kind of dies away in the winter. I'm like, oh, I'm not ready for that.
It's very depressing. That's too wide. That's unwarranted. Sorry.
No, you're good.
But, yeah, so we have, one thing I want to share, too, is, like, through the Facebook group, we've actually been, we have this thing where the more interaction we have in our Facebook group, Facebook is recognizes as an actual 501c3. So, there's the member page and then there's the business page. And if you go to the business page, the more interaction, like sharing, liking, commenting, we can get donations to help further our cause. So if any, you know, go on there. The more sharing you do, the more commenting you do, really is going to help us be able to have a further reach and participate in more, outreach and activities and spreading the message. So, you know, go to Barefoot is Legal. Like I said, it's, you got to make sure you're on the business page, not just the member page. So not the one that you would join as a group, but the one that, like, you can actually share and comment. Because the Facebook group's a private group to answer questions. The member group is. And if you're really interested in this and you're not already, join our group, please. You know, reach out. But do some interaction on the business page to help us reach more people and get larger donations from Facebook to spread our message.
Yeah.
So that's one thing we're working on as well, is, you know, just furthering our range and informing more people of, you know, the fact that this is a valid, safe, legal, healthy choice, and we should all be participating.
And
you know,
being able to show that, you know, there's so much more to barefooting than people even think, and that a lot of the stigmas or negative connotations people have towards barefooting are ridiculous. You know, we're able to
right.
kind of show that, and I think it's great that, you know, like, Facebook is, you know, kind of helping nonprofit organizations. So, yeah, if you can just,
like, we've been getting, like, one month, I know we got, like, $400, but one month we only got, like, $100 because there wasn't much interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
and this, you know, again, as a nonprofit organization, this still helps because of the cost of sending out letters and doing different things to help get the message across.
Yeah, and then, like, boosting posts so that way they get more reach, that costs money. Like, you can, you know, it all, everything, nothing in this world is free, friends. I'm sure everybody out there is aware of that, but.
Yeah, it just helps with just the upkeep and the functions of spreading the message.
Right.
And advertising. Because
we are a nonprofit. Anything we do is with funds that we've raised or given ourselves, you know. And also you can go to our website, thebarefootislegal.org, and if you become a VIV member, funds also help with the same thing, you know, stamps and letters and you know, I don't really want to call it advertising, but that is essentially what it is, you know. But it helps us to do more for the community and for the cause. You get a membership card and a T-shirt and some other goodies for as a thank you for joining. So, you know, consider it. If you haven't already, you know, it's in the grand scheme of things, it's not that much.
I think it was like $49.99 when I got it. And I did participate. And we need more members that aren't just like, oh, I like that meme, so I'm going to like the group, and that's all I'm ever going to do.
We want the message shared.
Don't just like it, share it.
Yeah.
You know, and like the things we've talked about, I know is what keeps people from sharing, because I've heard people say, well, I don't want my coworkers to see it or whatever, but like the thing is, like they're embarrassed or worried. It's because of that over-sexualized factor. And like, you know, that's part of our mission is to share that it's not a sexual thing.
Yeah.
It's a freedom thing, a choice thing, a liberating thing. So just please help participate more than just liking.
Yeah.
Like we need more interaction. We need more, I don't know, active members.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Active
more
members.
Getting
just like,
message,
like, you know, sometimes, and we've all done it.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen a group. Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
And that's all well and good when it's like a meme group or something like that. But like, we are an actual like 501c3 trying to spread a message. So we need more active members.
Yeah.
Than just like, oh, look how many, we have like over 100,000 members.
Memes are fun,
but like,
but that's
nobody
not the purpose.
Doing anything. Not
yeah.
I can't say nobody.
Yeah,
there's a
no.
small handful of us that are actually doing something to spread the message. So that's not doing much good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not helping as many people as we need
yeah.
to be helping.
Well, and even if you are scared to post online, you know, if bring it up in personal conversations with people. Explain why you barefoot and kind of get the conversation
right.
rolling that there's more to it. And then if they want to know more, be like, oh, yeah, you can go check out, you know, Barefoot is Legal, you know, barefootislegal.org or Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram or the business page or the group on Facebook,
yeah.
Barefoot is Legal. You know, you can get the conversation moving in your own personal life. And I feel like that's, I mean, I've done that, you know, with my friends, and, you know, I have friends that know that it's so much deeper than that. And that's why, you know, I had a friend for one of her college projects. She had to research something that wasn't, you know, talked about much. And
I was literally honored that she chose to talk to me. I'm not going to lie. That made me feel good.
I know.
I was so happy
that, you know, she was so interested in it. The reason why they wanted something that wasn't researched enough, too, because they wanted to look more, too, into, like, stereotypes and stigmas. And so the fact that
And
she,
you have to do real research.
For and real research. And so the fact that...
And she found a personal interview on it. It's good for her.
Yeah. And just the fact that, you know, she wanted to talk about it and research about it and share information with it, because it is also a project that she has to present in front of, you know, her one of her college classes that she's in.
Yeah.
And, you know, she said that, and they do a lot of, like, Socratic personal groups, too, to share information. And so some of the classmates that she was talking about, you know, they're talking about, like, what their projects are going to be on, what, you know, and, you know, thought that it was really interesting because they hadn't really heard much about it, or they're like, you know, and even her professor didn't really know anything about it or hasn't really heard much about it.
I actually remember one of my speech class when I was going back to college, that was one of my speeches,
mm-hmm.
one of the speeches, because you have to do, like, five, and one mine was on, it was on barefooting.
Yeah.
And all the whole class was like, what?
And that's awesome. Like, and so I just think it's great that, like, you know, as a friend, and, you know, she cares enough to, you know, recognize its validity and be able to, like, research it and talk about it. And, you know, she's not necessarily barefooter herself, but she does like going barefoot on hikes with me. And so the fact that, like, you know, she's found personal benefit from it and, you know, now wants to be able to talk about it and introduce this idea to, you know,
other
her classmates.
People, yeah.
And it's even something that her professor is going to learn from her project even is, like, so interesting. And I love sharing information. I love sharing knowledge. I love talking about
and
things.
And I love learning too. So it's like,
same.
Give me some new topics.
Yeah. And so I think that, it's just, I don't know. I think it's just a really great thing to, you know, for people to recognize that. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that, you know, have tried it with me. And so, you know, I just try to, even in my personal life, I try to kind of get those conversations moving, get the ball
mm-hmm.
rolling, you know. And if, you know, I come across new people that are barefooters, whether, you know, it's, you know, you find people, you know, on social media because they're friends of a friend, you know, I'm always like, hey, you know, have you heard of Barefoot is Legal? Or I work in a conversation,
right.
you know.
Well, like, I had a friend, you know, she's talking about how she can't keep her kid's shoes on her kid. He's autistic, and
And, like, he's always taking shoots off, and she's so worried about it. Like, and she did mention, like, getting in trouble with the police or whatever, and so I was able to use that to, you know, inform her that there are no laws about it, so you don't have to worry about that aspect. If you're worried about safety, you know, gave her some tips and tricks and stuff. But, like,
and legally, I mean, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public places. There aren't going to be any legal percussions for that.
Repercussions.
Sorry.
Percussions are drunk.
I know.
at least now we know what we're talking about.
But, you know, and with a lot of neurodivergent individuals and, you know, with sensory awareness or stimulation, barefooting is extremely helpful, and it's a key tool. And I feel like even for myself, it's a key tool. And, you know, so it's just, there's so much more to it. And so, you know, it's nice
to me when people talk about the safety of it, you know, it's just safer. And I'm like, more than safety is a felt sense of safety that people need. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what we do in our classes, make sure they feel safe. Like, you can be 100% safe but not feel it.
Exactly.
You go to a haunted house, mm-hmm. okay, you know you're safe. You know they can't really hurt you. You know these, but you don't feel it because you're scared, and that's really the point of going. But, like, so the important thing is a felt sense of safety. Do you mm-hmm. feel safe?
Exactly.
And if you don't feel safe, you're not going to function as well as you
normally
would.
Safety isn't just physical dangers. Safety,
yeah.
you know, is so much more than that. We need to feel safe on a mental level and on, and yes, even on a physical level. And barefooting can even help with feeling safer on a physical level.
And 100%, it's like I feel my world better through mm-hmm. my feet. So when I box my feet in shoes, I literally get jittery. Mm-hmm. I get antsy. I get mm-hmm. angry. Like, shoes
yeah.
legitimately. People think I'm being dramatic. And some, I mean, I'm known to be a dramatic person sometimes. Okay, fine. Fair point. But if I don't feel safe, think about how you personally, when you don't feel safe,
mm-hmm.
how you react to things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
fight,
and
flight, or freeze. That's what you become.
Yeah, and it's I feel mm-hmm. safer, therefore I conduct myself in a more
yeah
in a safer manner because I know I'm gonna be okay.
Yeah, well, and you know, I think it's important for people to understand too that, especially for people that are neurodivergent or even certain you know, mental illnesses or disorders, there is, you know, shoes do cause like sensory disruptions. And a lot of people, you know, who are neurodivergent or have mental illnesses can already struggle with feeling safe. And shoes create this physical sensoriness of being trapped.
They block
of being
your
stuck.
Senses.
And in general, you know, neurodivergent people and people with mental illnesses are more likely to go into these either fight, flight, or freeze responses, mm-hmm. even naturally in situations that aren't typically dangerous. And it goes back to how you feel. Being overstimulated,
oh,
and I even know this for myself, it creates a feeling of danger.
I had a couple of days last week, I'll share with you guys, a couple of days at work last week, there's so much going on, so much changing, so much adding, and I had legitimate, like, ADHD
mm-hmm.
overloads. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was losing it. And when I went, I had like, I'm not a crier. I don't.
Yeah.
Unless I'm either angry or overloaded. And I had to go once into the restroom because that's where I was closer to,
mm-hmm.
and another time in the closet. And I had to pop my shoes off to help calm myself down there.
Yeah.
Because I have to wear shoes at work, unfortunately. I friggin' hate it. But, like, I couldn't get myself to calm down and focus with those on. I had to
mm-hmm.
take them off. Like, that is the only way I feel safe and calm.
Well, and even for myself, you know, I've been starting to realize, too, like, how much I do struggle with overstimulation and how barefooting does help decrease that. And, you know, and, like, the 2 days I wore shoes, I really started to even recognize more because I've,
uh-huh.
you know, gone, you know, except for, you know, winter, I've pretty much gone mostly without shoes the past, well, over 2 years now. And it was just one of those things where, like, because, you know, through the spring and the summer, I wasn't wearing them.
Uh-huh.
Just realizing, like, how much it does create this feeling of I'm trapped and
yeah,
of overstimulation.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And so many people forget when you're overstimulated, that makes you feel unsafe.
Uh-huh.
That's why people who are neurodivergent or people with certain mental illnesses are more likely to go into flight, freeze, or
flight, freeze.
Yes.
Well, and that's the thing too. If you'll notice, a lot of them, especially those that like understand themselves and their bodies better, because let's face it, not all of us do.
Yeah.
And sometimes even I show like I don't know what my problem is.
Same.
I'm realizing that more. So it's like when I go into overload and I'm over already barefoot, I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah.
You know, but you'll see, I've seen witness, in children especially, like when they will freak out, they will oftentimes, they will take their shoes off and throw them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they throw them at people, they throw them at things, but it's not the act of throwing the shoe, like to hurt a person or anybody with
but
the
they're
shoe.
They're ripping them off. They don't want them on.
They want them off and they want them as, they need them off.
Yeah.
They need them as far away from them as they can possibly get
them.
Yeah,
and what a lot of people don't realize, though, too, is our feet are literally, like, the key to reflexology throughout the body, which has to do with the muscles and, you know, nerves and reflexes.
And the name
Feet really are the key to stimulation and sensory throughout the entire body.
Yeah.
And so that's why, especially if you have foot pain or wearing shoes that don't work for you, that is going to cause knee pain, hip pain, back pain, upper back pain. Your feet are the key.
They did ask me when I started going again, the one didn't because he's known me for years.
Yeah.
But then the other one, like his partner, he was doing it. She did. She asked me about where my shoes were, and I was like, "Well, I don't, you know, explain how I don't wear them and why." And she said, "No, because I wasn't sure, like, if she was trying to like hint that I should be wearing them, you know, like I couldn't get a real feel yet because I just met her." And she was explaining that no, that's actually something she recommends to some of her other clients. To do not like the whole barefoot lifestyle like I do, but to
work out barefoot.
As you can, do it barefoot.
Okay.
Do things, do your exercises barefoot, walk around your house barefoot, you know, and she's just like, it was to her, she actually said to her, it gave her a tool. Me going in there and being a patient living the barefoot lifestyle and the fact that my pain is lessened, she said, she thanked me and said that gives her a tool to reinforce her point to her other clients about it, like, you know, so she can now use, she can now say, I have a client that is full-time barefoot, and it helped, you know, she can.
Yeah,
so,
you're a reference she can use.
I know.
Yeah,
look at
awesome.
Me go. I'm, like, helping people, and that is the best feeling in the world.
And I think that just shows, too, like, all barefooters, we can help make some kind of difference by just being our authentic selves and speaking our truth, you know? This is why I do it. Instead of feeling ashamed or hiding it, just go out there and embrace it. And I think it just shows, too, that, you know, we all have the power to change and influence and educate and teach and share information.
Well, yeah. And then, like, and also, too, so, like, they said they didn't x-ray my hips or whatever, and they said I have a short leg, which is weird to me. I'm like, okay, must be no one's symmetrical. Well, anyway, so that's not the point of this. But anyway, they tried. She asked me, she was talking about getting special insoles, and then she looks, she goes, you're not going to wear them, are you? Nope. I said, well, then we're not even going to go that way. I'm not even going to send you a specialist for that route. Well, I went to my physical therapist. He noticed it, and he did, like, this pulling, stretching stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
And got them to be level.
Hmm.
He said it wasn't even, like, it was, like, in my bone structure that he said, especially for me with not wearing shoes, you know, he said, the problem isn't, the problem isn't that I don't wear shoes. The problem is the way I walk and how much weight I carry. Because I've always got my big A purse and a backpack, and the side that I usually carry my purse on is the side that's shorter, yada, yada.
Okay.
And it's just about balance. And, he knows me well enough to know that, like, I just got to figure out the better way to carry my stuff. And decide what to carry because I carry
And even myself with having school, like I also have scoliosis and osteoarthritis in my hips, but that can cause my bones to shift because there's not there's not proper cartilage tissue in between my bones, so they shift more. But my partner, he doesn't do physical therapy now, but he had originally started going to school, going to college for that. And so there's some like stretch exercises he'll help me with to help me get my stuff back into place. And I mean, it's not anything like
too demanding. And,
right.
You know.
A lot of it has the stuff that you just relax with.
Yeah. It's just,
let them pull on you.
Yeah, just like
and
natural stretches.
To build the muscles in that area.
Yeah.
That you have to
and so, but sometimes too, like, yeah, my, you know, my bones, you know, they move out of place a lot. And barefooting does help with that. It helps me be able to keep my body better aligned, especially since, you know, when I used to wear shoes all the time, the indentations of my shoes would get really messed up for my body, my bones shifting. And so then I, even after I'd get aligned, after just wearing shoes with indentations that are all over the place, basically,
yeah.
My body would misalign itself. So I feel like I actually don't need alignment, like, don't need to be aligned as much. And so, you know, barefooting helps. Okay, I'm set in place and now I can
like
walk naturally.
You really haven't had to do that much.
So,
when,
yeah.
And when the weather's warm, have you?
I don't really have to do it as much, yeah, when the weather's warm.
Because white people answer for me in unison, I'm barefoot. You know,
oh.
I was like, I was so confused.
You said, where are
I
you?
I thought
going?
You, I was like, wait, why? And then I was like, oh, because we're barefoot. Okay, thank you. I get it.
You're welcome.
I was thinking of a different reason because the cold does cause other problems in general, not just having to keep me in my shoes.
Yeah,
it just causes other issues in general.
Oh, shit.
So where was I going with this? I'm sorry, guys.
But anyway,
in general, like barefooting does help keep me better aligned and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, but like you're talking about too, about how you carry your weight, how you carry your body. Honestly, being able to barefoot has helped me carry my weight and my body in a way that's better to keep my body aligned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm able to move in what's more natural for me. And
strong foundation is a strong building.
Well, and in general, I think it's so interesting when, like if you're in somewhere that's got like tile, like slick tile, you know, people are like, if you're barefoot, they act like you're going to slip more, like you're more likely to fall. And for somebody that, when I go into a hospital, is considered a fall risk and uses a cane, I actually have more grip, more control, more resistance when I am barefoot.
Yep. Yeah. When I first started the full time gig,
yeah,
my shoes just get in the way.
Honestly,
the thing is too. Like, so when I first started like barefoot and full time, so I had worn, you know, shoes when I thought I had to, right? And I was falling literally like all the time. But when I first started, you know, I don't fall nearly as much barefoot as I do shod. I just don't.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like, I know what's going on better when I'm barefoot because I can feel it. And I'm a very, like, in-person, textural, you know, tangible, that'd be the better word, tangible kind of person.
No, I can totally understand.
Like, I went to my therapist this week, and apparently she quit.
Oh, wow.
nobody bothered to call me until I was in the office to tell me. And then they tried to call me at half an hour later, and I'm like, what the heck? But anyway, they were asking me if I felt comfortable doing it on the phone. I'm like, no, I'm not good on the phone. I need in person. And I'm like I said, I'm a very in-person kind of person, very sensory. Like, I need to be able to feel it, see it, touch it kind of thing. And that's what going barefoot allows me to do is to feel what's happening.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's nice, though, that, like, my doctors and stuff that I've got in my corner, like, you know, like my dentist, I'm barefoot. You name a doctor, I'm barefoot. I just went to go get my knee looked at, went to my orthopedist, barefoot. Like, I'm very blessed to have a team in my corner that understands. They might not understand me, but they understand
why you're barefoot and it's
and that I'm not going to change. And that, like,
yeah,
you know,
it.
Yeah, respect. And that's what it's about. Like, they, none of them trying to make, except for that one, but I just have to find a different lady bits doctor. But I won't go there again. I won't. Even though I worked it out with the office manager and all that, I'm not, nope. I'm sorry, you've lost me. But, you know, it's a respect thing. Find your team that is going to respect you
and not try to force you to change or do things that you're not comfortable with. Like, even like, you know, they even ask you if you're comfortable with the treatment. Like, you don't have to do a treatment they come up with.
Yeah.
If you're not comfortable with it. And if they don't respect your choice and they try to act like, you know, whatever, then find second opinions. Yeah. Insurances will generally pay for second opinions too. So just keep that in mind, folks. Like, find your team and your tribe that will be there to support, respect, and encourage you.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying on that matter.
Yeah, and even if people don't fully understand why you barefoot, and they don't even have to barefoot themselves, if they just respect and understand you
right.
for
like
your
for me,
decision.
Like they know that for me it's best.
Yeah.
I've explained the laws. They know that there's, you know, no, they may not do it themselves. That's fine. They don't have to. I'm not, that's okay. That's their life, their body.
Yeah.
But don't try to make me do something that with my life and my body that I'm not comfortable with either.
Yeah. Like, we are all very different people. And so it's just about respecting, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of my, you know, closest and most supportive and respectful friends, you know, they may not barefoot much. I mean, some of them like to go on barefoot hikes, you know, in more gentler environments, since, you know, they don't barefoot regularly or anything.
Right.
But, you know, it's not an everyday thing for them. And some of them don't even, you know, they're just like, it's not their thing.
Right.
But,
well, like the one teacher, when we went out to lunch, we after a team building activity, and as we were leaving, the waiter tried to be like, literally, as we're leaving, I mean, I've been in this place barefoot for over an hour, and as we're leaving, tries to say something to me. And, like, I didn't really know this teacher very well. I know her better now because we're, you know, we talk more. But, like, even she's like, their feet, who cares? Like, yeah. And I was like, nice, like, sticking up for me. And we didn't really know each other,
yeah.
You know, and it's like now we're almost, we, like, see each other. It's nice. But, like,
yeah. Just
knowing I have at my corner. And then at bowling last night, yes, I have to wear them when I bowl, but one of the other teammates was on another team was talking, and
she said they're questioning, she thought it was illegal, yada, yada. And even before I could answer, one of my teammates was like, no, there's no laws. They can't do anything to it. There's no laws against it, you know? So it's kind of nice that, like, find your team and it'll be – so much better for you. If you're surrounded by a bunch of people that, like, they're just negative and they don't like it and they think you're ridiculous and yada yada, don't associate them with as much. I know it's hard. I know it can be hard because sometimes those people are your family and that makes it even more difficult. But, like, that doesn't mean that when you're not around them, you don't need your own team, tribe that you've built yourself. You know, that's one of the great things about us. We can build our own, you know, extended families and teams and tribes. And we don't have to rely fully on those that, like, quote unquote, birthed and raised us, you know? So it's just like, find your people. That's my biggest advice to anyone who is starting out in this lifestyle, is find your people. That will make all the difference, and it will help encourage you and empower you. And we're here, even if we don't ever meet in person, digitally, we are here to help, guide, and encourage those who choose to live this lifestyle. Whether you've been doing this, you know, for years or it's your first hour, we're here and we want to help and encourage. We don't, it's not about, and I don't want to force anyone to either. Like, again, this is not a, you have to barefoot or you're a horrible person. No, this is a, it's a choice to explain to folks that they have the choice to do this. And there's no legal or health code repercussions. So if you have questions or need tips or need advice on how to handle anyone or certain situations, we're here. I mean, like, yeah, I'm here and I'm here for advice. But, like, even I was asking for advice earlier as far as the picture. Like, we're a team, we're a community, we're, you know, it's about helping each other. And I don't want to be forced into shoes any more than I would try to force anyone out of shoes. You know what I mean? It's a given. It's, again, it all leads back to respect and choice. And it, you know, again, find your people. If you are, they're out there. We're out here. You know, we're everywhere. And we're here to help.
and encourage and empower. And that's in my point of all of this, is to find your people and help each other. Be kind, help when you can. Don't be a jerk. You know, it's, yeah, find your people.
Yeah.
It's actually, now I just realized we went way past quote-unquote commercial time. Let me reconnect my computer to the internet, and then
and then we'll take a quick ad break, and then we'll be back.
Yeah, we will be back in just a couple minutes, folks.
Yeah, remember, this is Real Barefooted, or Barefoot is Legal Radio. We'll be back.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up. Talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional. See life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67%. With grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey, Freedomist, Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this, please check it out. GroundWithGia.com. That's ground with G-I-A, Gia.com.
Oh, welcome back, folks, on this fine Saturday afternoon. It's a little chilly here in Ohio. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We are here at Barefoot is Legal Radio to encourage, empower, and inform folks on your rights and to choose to live this lifestyle. There's literally no...
there are no laws or health codes.
The only thing holding you back is yourself and your own misconceptions and potentially your own sensitivities. I can't really say that, but that's something for you. You know, if you need help, tips, tricks to work on to build up that tolerance, you know, again, we're here for that. You can find us at barefootislegal.org. Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. I'm the host, Audrey. Sorry, got that part. With my co-host, Phoenix.
Hello.
And I am the moderator on the Instagram page. But if you don't want to go through, because there are others that have access, if you don't want to go through that too, there's also Oddball K on Instagram. And there's, we are here to help and encourage and empower. So, you know, reach out to us if you need advice or if you have any of your own tips to, you know, share with us. We're here. I've been doing this for several years, basically my whole life. My parents always had trouble keeping shoes on me. I'd get in trouble at school for forgetting shoes in classrooms. I actually did good. I was thinking the other day, I remember a time I actually went to school when I was still in high school. Forgot my shoes at home. I did not even have shoes. They made me call my dad to bring shoes to me. Like, they wouldn't even just let it go. So
they
I understand.
Go to class?
Yeah. They made me sit in the office until I came up there. It was ridiculous.
That's crazy.
But see, that's the thing. So I understand, like, what we're up against. I know what we're up against. I've dealt with it. I've dealt with people who have been aggressively, verbally assaultive, you know, in stores. I've dealt with offices, doctors, places that have just been outright nasty. Had the HR at a hospital when I went for an MRI try to force me into even those socks, wouldn't let me until I got HR involved. You know, I know what we're up against, but I'm not going to be quiet. I'm not going to stand
You're not going to be bullied.
I'm not. I'm absolutely not. I never have been. I've always been that weird kid that I had bullied. Dude, I had bullies in elementary school that would try. They hated those big, keep in mind, this is the 80s, those big chunky sweaters we used to wear. They absolutely hated them. So I'd wear them on purpose because I knew it made them mad. I didn't really like them either, but I wore them. So I'm like, I will stand up for myself and others. If I see someone else, I'm there.
Yeah, no,
so we are here, folks. We are here to help, and we won't put up with the ridiculousness that some people try to put out
there. We can't allow ourselves to be bullied or intimidated. And it kills me when people try to bully or intimidate me. I'm like, dude, I was the one that the bullies hated because when I didn't have to know who you were picking on, but I made a point out of it. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so it's like, and just in general, I'm like, I've never really been an easily intimidated person. And so, you know, people look at me, oh, I'm a small woman. Like,
yeah,
I'm young too. Like, oh, I'm not going to stand for myself.
I'm a woman.
So yeah.
Funny, man.
Yeah. And so I love when people think that they're going to bully me or intimidate me or make me uncomfortable. Like, no, I know the facts. I know the laws. There are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public places.
Exactly. And I'm not about to stand down, folks. Here's my thing, too. I've already been through and dealt with too much and handled too much to let go now. So I am. If you need help, assistance, tips, I'm your girl. We're your girls. And there's many other people on the admin team, you know, on the management team for Barefoot is Legal that are the same. They've been through it. They're fighting for it. And they're not going to give up either. So just reach out if you need some assistance. Excuse me.
But
technical difficulties, friends.
And it's important to just remember that people barefoot for so many different reasons, and those are valid reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And know that if you are somebody that is barefooting and living the barefoot lifestyle,
you
have
to do it for a reason
that
we've never mentioned.
Is valid, you know?
You may be doing this for a reason we've never mentioned, and you're so, you know, even it might be a learning curve even for us, but we are here to help you if you need it.
And the thing, too, is a lot of the main reasons why people barefoot are, you know, medical, whether it's physical or mental health.
Cultural, spiritual.
But the thing is just because people do it for the same general categories, that does not mean that their culture, their belief systems, or their medical issues or mental health issues are anywhere near the same.
Right.
Those are general categories, but they are full of so many different things. And so people barefoot for so many different reasons, you know.
Aspects. There you go. That's
And so, you know, somebody... You know, I may barefoot spiritually and somebody else may barefoot spiritually, but that doesn't mean that we have the same spiritual views. That, you know, it's a very diverse thing. And so you shouldn't necessarily assume somebody's beliefs or their medical issues or anything because of that either.
Well, and some people, they may just do it because they want to. Equally as valid as anything else we said. You don't have to have a spiritual, medical, mental health reason for doing it. It could just be, I don't want to wear shoes.
And there are no laws or health codes against it, so that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'll say it again, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces in the United States.
And you don't legally have to explain yourself.
No, you don't. And those no shirt, no service signs are illegal. They started as an intentional way to discriminate against different people.
Minorities and hippies.
And poor people in general because, they're going to steal because they can't afford shoes. Because,
that one item that they'll steal that we don't want those kind of people.
Oh, well, yeah.
We don't want those people here. Y'all, I probably make more money than you think I do just because I don't wear shoes. And people are worried but to do it. I've heard the argument of I don't want people to think, I'm poor.
Well,
okay,
cares?
So go buy yourself an expensive suit or expensive outfit and just be barefoot. They can't say you're poor if you spent $3,000. Don't go do that unless you can financially do it, by the way. I'm not telling everybody to buy a $3,000 suit. I'm not doing that to cover my butt. But I mean, like, if that's
your
what your worry is.
Exactly.
If that's what your worry
also,
is,
who
there are ways around
cares,
that.
Cares, though?
And
honestly.
Well, exactly. And some people, they do care what other people think, and that's fine. I'm not saying, here's the thing. I'm not really worried about what people think about me until it comes to how I am in childcare and with children because that is my life. That's what I do.
Yeah.
So, I am concerned with what people think because I want them to know that
but
I know
in
what I'm
term,
doing.
But in
like,
terms of that, I just personally, for me, I'm like, who cares how much money you have or how much money people perceive you to have? Your character, your ability to do things honestly matters way more than those perceptions.
Have you ever called an office for help, like technical office or your billing office, your credit card, be like, okay, but before we speak, do you have shoes on?
No,
because it doesn't matter.
You don't care. You're worried about your
that's
personal
not what's
problem
important.
That you're calling them
exactly.
For.
So, like, that's all. I'm like,
even just the idea that, it's unprofessional. Again, your attitudes and your efficiency, your ability to do things is so much more important.
Well,
and
whether professional or not, that's, again, a matter of opinion.
And it's also a matter of what field you're in. What is professional changes?
Oh, yeah.
You know, a professional rock star's life to a teacher is very different.
Oh, big time.
You know, the language you're allowed to use
is
going to be very different.
We're not rock stars here. Anyway,
but, what I was saying was like how your attitude and your efficiency and how you do things, how you handle things is more important.
Are you polite? That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
And are you helpful? Do you know what you're doing?
I was going to add on that and say that, in terms of efficiency and handling things better, for a lot of people, barefooting does help them with efficiency, productivity, and just overall handling things better because they feel safer on different, so many levels with like sensory, like we were talking about sensory safety earlier in the show. But also, they just function better that way.
Well, I've
been able to be.
When I have to call a parent, if there's an incident, I've started popping my shoes off because I handle the phones better. I'm more comfortable. I hate being on the phone.
Yeah.
Hate it. I'm not good at it. I don't like it.
Yeah. And I think it's just.
If you've got something to say that could be a text it. Don't call me. Email me.
And just in general, like, people need to understand that it does actually help with a lot of people's productivity, their functionality, getting things done, and their focus. And, you know, one thing I've been really kind of thinking a lot on lately is our natural state of flow. And everybody's natural state of flow is different. But that is, your natural state of flow is, you know, is living naturally for yourself, feels right to you, what feels comfortably. And when we're able to work and focus and take care of things and address things or just, you know, do things in a way that is where we feel safe, we're more comfortable, it's more natural to us, we function better, we're more efficient, we do things better. And so everybody is different. We have our own ways of learning, of working. And so when we find our natural state of flow and what is right for us, we are going to be more productive. We're going to be more efficient. We're going to be more focused. And the thing is we've been taught to repress so many different parts of ourselves. You know, a lot of that is physical and emotional.
They want to,
and even spiritual.
We're not robots. This might be what they want, but it ain't what they're going to get ever.
And, you know, we are multidimensional beings, and we need to be able to find what fits right for us. And, you know, I feel like in general in our society, you know, we are taught to ignore our bodies and ignore our emotions. And I found for myself a key thing when I get overstimulated is I look at everything very logically and analytically, that I don't realize the emotional stimulation or physical stimulation in a overstimulated way I have picked up on and that are affecting me and keeping me from being rational, because I'm like, why do I feel like this? Well, even though I don't feel emotional, you know, I may have read something, you know, and as somebody who likes to research things, there's a lot of things to research, and especially with ongoing current events and things like that, that really just hit you hard. I mean, there's a lot of really just horrible things happening out there. And so reading and research or news and media can kind of leave that behind. Even though we don't feel emotional, we can still have these emotional stimulations we've picked up on and that we're not recognizing mentally, but also the same thing with physical stimulation.
You don't realize we're bringing it and carrying it around with it.
Yeah, because our mind, you know, that part of us isn't thinking about it.
Until we
have to
break down and have to hide in the closet.
And until we have to realize what caused this. And so if we're able to, and again, a lot of people even go to wearing shoes and different other forms of physical overstimulation or sensory overstimulation with sounds or lights even, you're like, why am I having a breakdown? And it's because you've ignored those physical aspects of yourself and those emotional aspects of yourself, that you don't realize you're overstimulated because mentally you're not thinking about it, because mentally
you're
not aware of it.
You know, and not realizing you're picking up on other stuff.
Exactly. And so that's something that I've been kind of realizing for myself, and that, like, recognizing when I feel overstimulated, and that takes being able to listen to all parts, all dimensions of your being, not just mental, not just logic, not just what's conscious, but those unconscious, under the surface emotional stimulations that you've picked up on, those physical stimulations. I mean, I've been realizing even more for myself how much barefooting does really help and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
And to just, I feel like we've been taught so much to ignore our bodies, especially too, not even just our emotions and our spiritual selves, you know.
Well, and it's even unconscious, subconscious, like they'll talk about how important like mental health is, physical, to take care of your body, but then like, but when it comes time to where you need to do it, they're like, oh, well, you can't do that because we need you to do blah, 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 blah. So
yeah.
It's like we're unable, we feel trapped and unable to handle it. And I'm sorry,
and then
but
we
okay,
just push
not,
it down. And
if you're not
going to
let me take the time off for my mental health, let me go barefoot at work, would you?
Yeah.
Then I won't even, it won't even be a thing right now, I promise you.
Yeah. And I think that we need to just be able to work towards a society that is more understanding with people's needs and how people function. Because if people were functioning and living in their natural state of flow, we would be so much more productive. We would be so much aware. And, you know, and sometimes I wonder if things are designed this way for a reason, to keep us from being aware.
I know.
I just try not to sound too crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. But in general, like, we have been taught and, you know, honestly programmed to not listen to our bodies and ourselves and all these other dimensions and not to exist.
Do what you're told.
Yeah. And
do what you're told.
Like in psychology, there's self-alienation. You know, self-alienation occurs and we don't listen to our natural needs, our natural flow, our natural way of doing things. And we're so busy listening to what everybody else tells us, what we should do, how we should be, blah, 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 that we lose sight of ourselves. We become self-alienated. Mm-hmm. And when we are self-alienated, we are unable to self-actualize or even transcend because, you know, the top levels of Maslow's hierarchy of needs is self-actualization and then transcendence. We're able to self become your actual self, but also build on top of that and do more.
Right.
And even though they never mention natural state of flow, you know, in these theories, it does go back to that. What is right for us, how we function, how we exist, how we deal with things, how we're stimulated, how we work. It's all of it is about that natural state of flow. What is right for us? And if we're not doing that, we become alienated. And also, we become easier to control.
Exactly. If you're always worried about what people think of what you're supposed to be doing, tell you what you're supposed to do, even if it ain't right, you're going to do it most likely.
And if you feel trapped, you feel stuck, you feel controlled, well, find what feels right for you. And if that's barefooting, awesome. And maybe that's not what's right for everybody, but still, you know, push yourself. If you're a barefooter and you're listening and you've been so caught up in worrying about what other people think and there's no shame, you know, in that, because all of us have struggled with this at some point in some way. Mm-hmm. If you are getting too caught up in what other people think and how they want you to be, you're losing yourself. So if you want to be able to find yourself and function at your desired level, you need to be able to embrace yourself, accept yourself,
and listen to yourself,
all dimensions of who you are, not just mental, logical, conscious, but taking the time to listen to the unconscious and subconscious messages coming through, those emotions, your body, you know, and barefooting is a big way that we're able to become more communicated with our bodies, but it's also for a lot of us, we feel more in touch with our emotions. It's a spiritual thing. It's an energetic thing, you know.
It's not just, I'm not just trying to be, you know, the weird hippie mom.
Yeah.
Or whatever, the weird hippie teacher. So.
You just are the weird hippie mom teacher, you know.
Fair
You're
enough.
Not
and
trying
I
to be anything, though.
I
You're
don't
just
know
trying to
be
yourself.
I can't be anything else.
And we shouldn't be anything else other than ourselves.
And like people are like trying to like be someone different or whatnot. And this isn't judging them, because I know we all go through different phases in our life and different things in our life.
Yeah.
It's never made sense to me, because I'm like, but that's then the people actually aren't trying to be around you. They're trying to be around who they've turned you into.
We all want to be accepted. We all want, you know, companionship in some form.
Yeah.
We all want social connection.
But
when you
want to be genuine.
But when you are basing everything off of trying to be liked and trying to conform so you're not rejected, just so you're not alone, you're not finding the right people for you. When you become yourself, when you become self-actualized, you will find yourself so much happier, because you will be around people that you don't have to perform around. You can just be yourself. Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
What I was saying earlier about find your people, find your
tribe. Exactly.
You know, people that they may not like, you know, Phoenix has said before, they may not join in all the time and do what you want, but they are there for you and they respect you
mm-hmm.
enough to know that mm-hmm. this is who you are. It's part of who you are.
Yeah.
Find that for yourself. That's my number one tip. Aside from even just like how to toughen up your feet and to get used to, you know, because again, humans are social beings. You know, and that's one of the first things they teach you. I'll tell you what, folks, that's one of the first things that they talk about in when you're taking your child development classes and whatnot, is we are social beings. We are social creatures. So, yeah, you do need to find your people and your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
You do. And then after that, you know, and then work on building up. And sometimes it takes building up more for you to
find
your
people. And it can be a back and forth relationship,
yeah.
you know. But when you are working to align, you know, with your true self and your natural state of flow, and you are finding yourself, you know, you will no longer feel like you have to conform for other people's approval, because you will realize that you are valid and who you are matters, and
you will have your
appreciative of yourself.
Your
your own approval. And rather than conforming to fit other people's approval so you can have that social connection so you're not rejected, you need to just be who you are. And then you will find much deeper, happier connections. Because even if you have connections, even from experience, I've had friendships, I've had connections. But when I wasn't being my true self and I was trying to be, you know, like reflecting on my younger self, you know, trying to be what these other people wanted me to be, masking and just conforming and being somebody else, I wasn't as happy. I was so miserable because, yes, I had all these people in my life, but it wasn't genuine. I didn't feel genuinely accepted for who I was. It didn't feel like organic connections. It wasn't organic connections because I wasn't accepted.
And it's not fair to the other people who you're trying to be connected to, because here's the thing, too. They might think you have a real true connection, that they know you, and then it hurts them to find out.
Yeah.
You know, it can hurt them to find out. So it doesn't help anybody.
And sometimes people can realize, too, like, oh, wow, I made you feel like you couldn't be yourself. And maybe you'll find out they could have accepted, you know, who you really are. And mm-hmm. they do accept it, but you didn't give them that chance. But at the same time, if you try to show somebody who they are, who you are, and your uniqueness and your originality, and they have a problem with that, find other people through that.
There's more people in the world, so.
Yeah, you need to just become yourself and live your lifestyle in the best way for you, because that's when the right people will come around, because you will not be accepting anything less than what you deserve and what you are worth. And, you know, when we find ourselves, we're just so much happier in who we are. And then our connections will be so much more fruitful, because you were true to our true acceptance.
When you have
true,
an actual chance to be happy.
Yeah, and true love. And love, you know, that I can mean that in so many different forms of, you know, but true love in the sense that it's real. You know, these people actually care about you. They truly love and accept you for who you are, despite what kind of relationship it is,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we all deserve to be, you know, embraced for our natural selves, you know. And
yeah. I agree with that.
So just listen to you. And there is no right way to barefoot either, you know. It is what is right for you. And that's what matters. And instead of, you know, if you ever feel the need to compare to other people who can do more because they're further into their barefoot journey, don't.
You can use this for inspiration.
Exactly.
The only person I'm trying to be better than is who I was yesterday.
Exactly.
I am inspired by other barefooters who can do other things. I truly am. But I don't want to. I'm not in competition with them.
Exactly. Look at people as inspiration, motivation in a healthy way. Look at it as, oh, they can do it. If they can do it, you know what? I can find a way to do it. And remember that it's a journey. And
take
it's
your own
time.
Step, your own baby.
Yeah.
Step.
Don't, you know, feel the need to compare in the sense of worth and, you know, as a competition, but just look to people as inspiration and motivation.
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, we're not here to compare and
right.
Act like we're better
I talk
people.
About my journey and the fact that I, you know, how far I've come and yada yada, but that's not to make anybody else feel bad. It's to encourage.
Yeah. And that's
folks, you know,
awesome.
I don't want to compete with anybody but myself. So
yeah,
I just share my story so folks know it's possible.
Yeah.
It is possible. Yeah. I talk about, I'm proud of myself for the whole only putting shoes on 3 times last winter. Yeah.
And you should be, but that
but
doesn't
not,
mean you're tearing anybody down.
Exactly. I'm not trying to make anybody else feel worse because they put them on, you know, as soon as it got like 40
mm-hmm.
degrees. That's cool. You do you. But like, if you want help or tips, I'm here.
And if you hear other barefooters sharing their story and talking about how proud they are and sharing their accomplishments, and you feel insecure or you feel like, oh, they're just bragging, they're showing off, sit down and reevaluate why you feel this way.
Mm.
It's probably because you don't feel like enough. And that's why, and then you have to sit down and be like, okay, remember, this is
yes,
not a competition, and build yourself
you
up so you feel
enough.
Like enough. Be able to be happy for other people and celebrate with other people rather than being jealous of them, you know? And jealousy stems from not feeling like you're enough, not knowing your worth.
Yeah.
Jealousy stems when you think, oh, I want what they have, but I couldn't have it.
Or
that's really what it is.
Or I don't want to put the work in for it. That's another thing. It took me a lot of work to get to it. I used to, as soon as winter hit, boots on.
Well, but a lot of people, you know, sometimes the reason why people don't want to put in the work is because they think, oh, I could put in all that work and I still wouldn't be able to get there.
Yeah.
No, calm down, build yourself up. Focus on how you're going to get there and don't compare it to other people.
Yeah.
Jealousy stems from not feeling like you're enough. It really does. And so you need to reevaluate that. And how can you make yourself feel like enough? How can you push yourself on your journey to get to where you want to be?
Yeah. So, are we running low on time?
We have about 6 minutes left.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up today?
The moon, I believe the moon is still in Virgo. We have Mercury in retrograde, Venus in retrograde, or no, not Venus is not in retrograde, sorry. Mercury in retrograde, Venus and the sun in Virgo. And
Virgo has a lot to that mind-body connection. And so I think it's a really good time to evaluate the mental and physical aspects of grounding and barefooting. And Virgo is also an earth sign.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of take the time to connect your mind and your body and listen to both. But at the same time, Pisces, which actually does rule the feet, your foundations, your emotions, your spiritual self, Jupiter and Neptune are both in retrograde, and they both rule that sign. And Mercury, which is also in retrograde, actually does rule Virgo. So we have, and they are actually also opposites or complementaries in the sky. So we have this complementary opposition of grounding and listening to your body and your mind, but also listening to your spiritual and your emotional and your energetic selves. In relation to, you know, Pisces ruling the feet. So I think it's a really interesting energy to kind of focus on those different aspects of who you are and grounding yourself in these different aspects. And also maybe if you, you know, and if you already are a barefooter, kind of take this time throughout these retrogrades to deepen your connection with, you know, your mind, body, and mental health and physical benefits of barefooting in that relationship as well. And why you do it and how you can do that in better ways for yourself. And then with the Jupiter and Neptune retrogrades in Pisces, how can you kind of push in those for emotional, spiritual, energetic parts of your barefooting and parts of yourself? But also Jupiter has to do with limitations and belief systems. And Jupiter has especially a lot to do with pushing back against limitations, pushing back from the barriers and boxes we're put into.
And that's like everything we've been talking about.
Exactly. And this retrograde has been happening for a few months now, and it'll be happening for a few more. And Jupiter, I'm not 100% sure how long it'll be in Pisces, but Neptune will be in Pisces till 2040, actually.
Oh, wow.
So there's going to be a lot of deep spiritual, emotional, energetic changes for the collective, which is, you know, people within society as a whole, and that's going to look different for everybody. So I encourage everybody to reflect within, find your path, find, you know, your relation to your emotions, your spirituality in ways that speak to you, and don't get caught up in what everyone else is necessarily saying. Now you can listen to other people for advice and information, but if they are ever telling you to listen to them more than yourself and your intuition,
mm-hmm.
no, run. You know,
anybody
that is really going to help you, you know, because that's how people get involved with cults. I mean, cults, they're going to tell you to ditch everything you think and you believe, and not from a dismantling mental perspective, but rather than a lose yourself perspective. So if anybody's encouraging to lose your true self, then no, run. You know, anybody that's really going to help you is going to tell you to strengthen your relationship with your own emotions and your own energy and your own self.
The healthiest people for you are the ones that are going to understand that you know yourself better than anybody.
Yeah. And it's also important to keep in mind that this whole idea with Jupiter of breaking limitations, breaking past fears, and expanding your belief system, you know, just really finding yourself and knowing what is right for you is going to be very key. And barefooting is also very key with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, so just kind of, you know, push yourself to find yourself and express yourself on deeper levels. Because barefooting is a mental, a physical, a spiritual, and an emotional thing. And there are different aspects to that. And so I think we're going to see people kind of pushing more on these deeper dimensions, all of these dimensions deeper with barefooting and with their natural sense of self and their natural state of flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are wrapping up the show now.
Yeah, we've come to the end because we talk a lot.
Yeah.
Barefoot is Legal Radio, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, quick Google search. I apologize to the caller on now. I literally, my screen had gone black. I just saw you. If you'll message me through, that way I know it's you, Oddball K, at Instagram, we can discuss what you wanted to discuss. I apologize. I just saw your number and we have to wrap it up. So we will be back next week with Barefoot is Legal Radio, again, 501c3 nonprofit. Have a great week.